Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Numbers. Now to Pastor Chris.
Hey, Through the Word, we are in Numbers 30, and today, a man who keeps his word and a wife who respects it. I like this one, so let's get right to it. Verse 1, Moses said to the heads of the tribes of Israel, "This is what the Lord commands. When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said." So the chapter opens with a call to integrity. A man must not break his word. A vow to the Lord or a pledge to a person, a man must be faithful to keep it. Trustworthy, reliable. Men, you reflect the image of God to your wife, for your kids. Their view of God starts with you. Their trust in God is grounded in their trust in you. So keep your word. That's the basis of the chapter. A man keeps his word. Integrity. Responsibility. But what about the women? Verse 3. When a young woman still living in her father's household makes a vow to the Lord or obligates herself by a pledge, and her father hears about her vow or pledge but says nothing to her, then all her vows and every pledge by which she obligated herself will stand. But if her father forbids her when he hears about it, none of her vows or the pledges by which she obligated herself will stand. The Lord will release her because her father has forbidden her. So a man must keep his word, and so must a daughter, unless dad says no. He has authority. The same law is true in America today. A commitment made by a minor can be overridden by a parent. So what about a grown woman? Stay tuned. What comes next is a little controversial, so put on your safety goggles. Verse 6 basically says that the same rule applies to a married woman. If she makes a vow, she is responsible. Her word stands, unless, verse 8, but if her husband forbids her when he hears about it, he nullifies the vow that obligates her. That goes for the brand new wife in verse 8 and the longtime wife in verse 10. So, what do you do with that? Are we setting back women's rights a few centuries here? Be careful and watch your preconceptions. Old tradition and religion are dangerous. They have oppressed women for centuries and twisted the Bible to do it. But modern wisdom is also dangerous. In America, we have advanced women's rights immensely in the last century. And we also have about the highest divorce rate in history. That's not cause and effect, it's just a reality check. So, let's check our pride at the door and see what the Word has to say. Humility comes before wisdom. So here's how it works. Numbers 30 is not about rights. It's about responsibility. In God's kingdom, a man is responsible to keep his word. And in the family, a man is responsible for his kids and his wife and for every commitment they make. The man is called to lead the family. And to enable a man to lead, verse 13 gives him veto power. Her husband may confirm or nullify any vow she makes or any sworn pledge to deny herself. So does this say that a woman's word is worthless? She can't make agreements? No, it says her word is binding, unless he overrides it. Verse 9 sheds some light. It says, any vow or obligation taken by a widow or divorced woman will be binding on her. In other words, the word of a single woman is valid and binding, just as a man. Her word stands, full respect, full responsibility. So what about a wife? Is she just disrespected because she's married? No. Proverbs 31 commends a noble wife as one who considers a field and buys it, an agreement. She works hard, earns money, and she is respected for it, and so is her husband. Her husband has full confidence in her. In other words, he trusts her decisions. So does Numbers 30 contradict that? No, it places the final responsibility on the husband. Remember, it's not about rights, it's responsibility. A godly man honors his wife by respecting her decision, and he protects his wife by checking it. If a wife makes a foolish decision, it falls on the man. If husband and wife make separate commitments that just can't work together, the husband has the power to override. Verse 15 gets to the heart of it. If a wife makes a vow and the husband says nothing and she fails to keep it, then he must bear the consequences of her wrongdoing. Another translation says, he is responsible for her guilt. That's crucial. He is responsible. Wives, respect by submitting. Husbands, love by sacrificing. Lay down your life. I should point out that the Bible does not say woman submit to man. It says wife submit to husband. This is a rule for Jewish and Christian family, not for all society. But is it fair? Well, yes and no. Go back to Genesis 2. Marriage is about unity. Two become one flesh. Decisions, directions, commitments are together, and it is the man's responsibility to keep them united. But then there's Genesis 3, the fall. Eve led the way, but God came to Adam first to step up. And the curse on Eve includes, your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. So is it fair? Yes, it's fair punishment. It's a curse. But remember, God's discipline leads to restoration. He has a purpose. I don't like the men's curse either, but I respect it. Work with sweat and frustration, it's hard, but it is God's plan. So God makes it clear, men take the lead. So if the garden scene is replayed and your wife says she made a deal with some snake, you're responsible. You protect your wife and take a shovel to that snake. If you do nothing, God calls you to the carpet. Wives, you have a choice. In your left hand is a document with all your rights to lead and guide your own life, your self-will and self-direction. In your right hand is the hand of a man, a groom, who will lead you faithfully and keep his vow and lay down his very life to support, protect, to love. Now choose one. Hold on to both hands and they will tear you apart. Marriage is a call to submit, and submission means laying down something that is rightfully yours. Use your God-given will to lay down your will. It is the highest statement of trust known to man. A woman's vow shouts to him, I respect you, I believe in you. It is the true love language of every man. His heart longs to know his wife trusts him. Women, if you want a man who keeps his word, you must be a wife who respects his word, even above your own. Hold on to that paper in your left hand, and it will be your divorce paper. Two things will break a marriage, a disrespectful woman and a faithless man. Husbands, you also have a choice. In your right hand is all your selfish ambition, all your toys, your freedom to be irresponsible, your drive to live for you, your life, really. In your left hand is the soft hand of a bride, a woman who believes in you, who trusts you with her life, who takes your name as if her reputation depends entirely on you. Now, choose one. You cannot have both. Hold on to your toys and ambitions, and they will break the very vows that you made. Men, God made you responsible. He entrusted you with a family that requires both hands. So put down the toys and hold your bride. Let go of the Xbox controller and wash her feet like the image of Christ that you're called to be. Or better yet, rub her feet. You want to talk love languages? Get some of that foot rub action going. Husbands, keep your word. Wives, respect his word. Numbers 30.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.